David, your thoughts on tonight's 3-0 win here at Moonvie Park?
Pleased with the reaction of the players. I said a lot on the press on Saturday about normal procedure. The players respond and react. I think they did that tonight. I thought our level of performance was good. We created numerous opportunities, and you know, by no means did we not deserve to go through into the final tonight. So credit needs to go, and say a lot of it needs to be player driven. The experienced players sort of making amends for a disappointing performance and result on Saturday, and they did that tonight.
Lauren in the final. We just played them last week.
Yeah, we know a lot about Lauren. Again, you know, it makes a wee bit of a difference. Where last Tuesday when we played Loughall, you're having the scramble around speaking to managers who might know quite a wee bit more about Loughall than I do or we do, because we haven't seen them play. So we know everything about Lauren. I would imagine Lauren will, you know quite a lot about us, because we faced them not only recently but three times in the last sort of 6-7 months. So it's a good game, it's a good opportunity. Lauren are a good side. I believe that we're a good side, and we go into it full of confidence on the back of a strong performance tonight.
As things stand, it sort of brings back memories of a couple of years ago where we won the league and we won the cup in a space of a couple of days. The next two games, we could do a double here.
We'll worry about Friday night first, and they say the Irish Cup final. We were all hugely disappointed last year. I went on record to say how sort of embarrassed I felt with the performance and result at Queen's last year, but the players, again, player driven. I can only do so much at times with the players and build their confidence and express, you know, what I want to express as a manager. It's always player driven, and the pleasing thing was tonight and throughout the Irish Cup this year. I know we were slated earlier in the first round when we supposedly edged by Anna. Again, we had a mixed up team, but again, it's about getting through in cup football. We've done that, and we've progressed now to a final, and we've got an opportunity of bringing another trophy to Linfield Football Club.
Well done tonight, David. Big performances right across the park tonight by every single player, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought Stevie Fallon was outstanding. I hope Stevie's okay, because again, he run himself into the ground, and hopefully we got him off just in time that he does have an opportunity to play. Normal procedure in the Irish Cup, you play a semi-final probably in April, and you don't play the final end of May. But as it stands at the minute, you're basically coming out of the quarterfinals last Tuesday, the semi-finals tonight, and then the final all in the space of sort of 10 to 12 days. It's never ideal, but I say we're there. Stevie Fallon, Jamie Mulgrew, the three in the middle of the pitch tonight, we mixed it up a bit. Normally we play with a 10 or more attacking players, but again, I thought the attacking players that we did have were always a threat, with Stevie Fallon getting on the end. And again, people maybe looking at the squad tonight maybe thought, why are we playing with three midfielders? Stevie Fallon basically become a second centre forward tonight and popped up with a crucial first goals for us. So pleased for the players in general. Again, I've said numerous times this year about how pleased I am with the attitude, the application. It's not easy. We're down here basically 55 minutes before a game today in preparation. People from the outside may look and sort of think, well, maybe at times our performance hasn't been at the level as expected. You know, the amount of games that we played, the preparation for games at times, it's a challenge. And it's a challenging year, but we're privileged at the minute. I'm in a privileged position as a manager. And somebody said something to me the other day about tough situation. I says, it's not a tough situation. We're in the semi-final of the Irish Cup. We're within a point of winning the league. I says, a tough situation is probably a small business owner, probably over the last 12 months, not being able to sort his workers out and feed his family and whatever else. That's a tough situation. So we're privileged. I'm honoured, as I've always said, to be leading Linfield from the front. And I'll be honoured Friday night to lead Linfield into another Irish Cup final.
And it will be nice to welcome a few hundred Linfield supporters to a cup final, hopefully here on Friday night.
Yeah, it will be. I know the lad are loyal, who have made a habit of sort of getting the games and travelling, and they now have a banner. We've seen them as we arrived at Moonvie tonight. You know, these guys live and breathe coming to support Linfield Football Club. So we look forward to not only welcoming them back, hopefully it's the first step in getting back to some sort of normality when we get 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 in the grounds. We look forward to certainly welcoming fans here on Friday night.
Terrific result here tonight in an Irish Cup semi-final. All the very best for an Irish Cup final and an Irish League decider soon after.
All right, thanks, Andy.